Well, I am sitting here with an actual MBE. Sorry, I had to say that, Angie. We've been hearing about the charity all this week, and it is fascinating to hear what you guys are doing. I suppose one thing I want to talk to you about a little bit then is where we stand at the minute with breast cancer. What are the sort of statistics at the moment for people who are getting breast cancer, people that are actually coming through it and surviving it? What are the numbers?
Well, the numbers are still big, unfortunately, Christy. So we have roughly 55,000 women and 370 men throughout the UK diagnosed with breast cancer every year. Way too many numbers, big numbers that we shouldn't be having. And one in seven women in the UK will develop breast cancer.
Gosh, and do those numbers seem like they are increasing then?
The numbers seem like they're increasing. Maybe, you know, we are talking about it more. Maybe more people are happy to mention the C word, which, you know, 30, 40 years ago, they did not. But the good thing is almost 9 in 10 women will survive breast cancer for 5 years or more. So our survival rates are much higher. We've got survival of breast cancer has doubled in the last 40 years.
That's amazing.
That's
And the other thing that you touched on as well is the fact that it's not just the survival rates, but actually the treatments are getting better and slightly less invasive, aren't they? Because there's that thing, isn't it? You automatically assume, oh, treatment for cancer, it's going to be horrendous. You're not going to be able to move. But that's changed over the years as well, hasn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. The treatments are more effective, but less invasive. So you can continue to live your life whilst you're going through your breast cancer experience. And it's all down to research that these treatments are coming out. As I mentioned, there's over 20 different types of breast cancer. So it's one of the cancers with the most different types and varieties of breast cancer that all need treating separately. You know, some women may just have surgery, some will have surgery and chemo, some will have surgery and radiotherapy, and some need all three. They're all different and it all depends on the type of breast cancer that you have. And that all that understanding comes from research.
And that is what you guys fund. So you fund the research into this, which is the only way really we're going to hopefully sort of make all of these things better. I wanted to ask you as well, you mentioned something in the chat we heard earlier this week about a study, a long-term study that's been going on, which is part of this research. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, it's called the Generation Study, and it's a study of 40 years. So they're following currently 117,000 people, that's men and women, and they're looking at their past. So I'm in that study, and obviously I've had breast cancer. My neighbour and some friends are in the study also who've never had breast cancer. And so they're looking at the genetics of why people are contracting breast cancer. And this 40-year study, we're in year 16, 17 now. And they're all the time understanding and following people as to if anyone's sadly passed away from the breast cancer, or maybe had a re-diagnosis offered, or some never had the breast cancer, which is amazing and fantastic. And it's looking at the differences between those people.
And then you presumably have regular follow-ups with them to see sort of how you're doing and where you're at.
That's right, they do. They come and every now and then we get an email with information as to what they're finding out more now and trying to understand what's happening with breast cancers as things change over time.
And this study and this research in general is precisely what you guys support with the money that you raise. And you've had some really successful events this year, haven't you? I mean, you had the Night Under the Stars, didn't you? I know it didn't quite go as planned, but tell us a little bit about it, because you raised a lot of money.
We did. So it was the Snaefell sleepover, and we were supported by FIM Capital. And we had 65 sleepers on the mountain, Snaefell Mountain, without tents. So we were only in sleeping bags. I say we. I didn't actually make it because I got hit by COVID, so I couldn't go after months and months of planning. However, you know, we've got a wonderful volunteer group of ladies and they all ran it perfectly and it went really well. It was a misty old night, so they didn't have the nice sunrise in the morning, but they did an amazing job and over £40,000 was raised, which is just incredible. And we were totally blown away by this.
That's amazing. And what a fabulous difference that will make to this research that
yes,
we're hearing
it will.
About.
Absolutely. That, and we do support the research into treatments as well. So, you know, they also have the care side in the UK, but we don't support that. We support the research and the Generations Fund.
And speaking of events, there is one, I should say, fast approaching. Do you see what I did there?
Oh,
fast approaching.
Good one. That was a dashing reply,
oh,
Christy.
Very good. You're on it. You're better than me, Angie.
So we have the Bra Dashers.
Yes.
In our 17th year. We missed last year. No, 2020 we missed, like everybody else. And we have our four Bra Dashers. So we've got one at Douglas Business Park, and that's on Thursday, the 8th of September, starting at 1:15 at Zurich offices. And we have the Castletown Dash on Friday, the 9th of September, at Castletown Square at 1 p.m. The Ramsey Dash on Saturday, the 10th of September, 12 noon, starting at Shoprite. And our last dash is at Peel on Sunday, the 11th of September at 3 o'clock on Peel Promenade.
And how do people take part?
So you just turn up with a bra donned over your T-shirt. We are having a Jubilee theme this year. So if you've got some bunting or you might like to wear some red, white and blue, doesn't matter. Just turn up. We'd be happy for you to be there.
You don't have to try and imitate the Queen's undies.
No, you don't. Not sure what they'd look like, Christy. And we've got lots of prizes as well, Christy. So we've got £25 for the fastest dasher at each dash, £25 for the best outfit, £50 for the best team, that's a minimum of four people, and £10 for the best child outfit as well. But at our Douglas Business Park Dash, we've got this wonderful prize for the company or the business that raises the most funds. How would you describe it, Christy?
Do you know, so Angie's holding up this trophy to me now. This is spectacular. So it's sort of a panel, a 3D panel with lots of boobs on it and fabulous colourful bras. And it's sort of sat on a wooden easel. It is fabulous. So this was won for the first time last year, wasn't it?
It was, and it was won by B&Q.
Yeah.
Because they raised the most money. And the prize was given to us by Zurich, sponsored by Zurich. So we were very pleased with that. And it's going to keep going round all the companies who raised the most money for us.
You could say it's boobs on tour.
Absolutely.
Yep, we like that. Well, I will post a photo of that on our social media pages so you can see it. And hopefully it will inspire some more companies to
Fantastic.
Raise as much money as possible for this fabulous cause.
If they want some more information, Christy, they can go to www.bradash.im. And there is a Facebook page for Bra Dash also, and all the information's on there. You can set up a Just Giving page. You can just come along and donate a couple of quid into the buckets. We'd be happy with that. More than anything, we want to see you. We are raising awareness of breast cancer also, so people can remember to check themselves.
And that is the message, actually, that we should probably leave everyone with now. That is the most important thing. So there is this campaign, Touch, Look, Check, isn't there? Can you kind of sum it up for us?
Yep, absolutely. So Touch, Look, Check is to remind women and men, actually, to check themselves every month. So what would you be looking for? Changes in shape or size of breast? A change in the skin texture, puckering or dimpling. There could be a change in colour, it may be red or inflamed. There could be a rash, crusting around the nipple area, or discharge from the nipple. Anything that looks unusual to you, get it checked out. Just go along to your GP. Tell somebody close to you, a partner, a friend, a parent, so you've got some support, but go and get it checked out. And if you think it doesn't feel right, get to see a consultant.
Excellent advice from Angie there. Thank you so much as ever for popping in to see us. All the best with the Bra Dashers. I'm sure it will be very, very busy and hopefully raise a lot of money. Will you keep us posted and let us know after the event?
We certainly will, Christy. Thanks very much for your time.
No worries. Happy dashing.
Thank you.